Hi everyone, welcome to the Vossdem Dev Room of this year. I'm very happy you all could make it. It's cool to see that the room now filled up. Even like half an hour before, well, I think 4 years ago, we were happy if we could fill the room. But it's really nice to see everyone. Quick introduction to us. Maybe Stefan, Fabiano, Jo, you can stand up. So I'm Fritz, this is Fabiano, this is Jo, this is Stefan. Ilaria also joined our team. Ilaria did a lot of work for the social events, but I don't see her right now here, but she'll be at some point and then she can wave at everyone. Last year, it was just Fabiano, you and me, but now we got Stefan and Ilaria to help, which has been great, so it's really nice to not have everything on one or two people here. So I'll be quick with some quick introduction and then we'll start the day. Because I want to just level set everyone and help us all understand the kind of common theme so that we don't have to reiterate the same thing at every talk. So we're here for confidential computing, and there are many definitions, especially now that it has been become a little bit mainstream. Many CSPs are using it, many folks are using it from all of the marketing people. We'll use the terminology from the Confidential Computing Consortium. That is not out of nothing. We're also partially involved with that consortium, so it makes sense to be close to that terminology. According to that definition, confidential computing is the protection of data in use by performing computation in a hardware-based, a tested, trusted execution environment. Now, I highlighted some pieces of this because if you remove one of them, it's not confidential computing anymore. For example, attestation is a core part. Hardware-based, hardware root, is also a core part in this definition of confidential computing. You can't just do something in software and pretend now it's confidential computing. You need the hardware, you need to root it in something in hardware. And kind of this TE term, of course, then is the end result of that. There are multiple properties. Some are shared between all of them, and then depending on what the use case you have, you may have some additional properties, right? So data confidentiality and integrity is the core piece of it, and then also code integrity. You don't want your code to be tampered with or your data to be tampered with, and also you want your data to be secret. Depending on what use case you have, there's Ilaria. Ilaria, we have a seat, you can hear me.
Thank you.
Depending on the use case you have, you may also want to have code confidentiality, but that is not a property shared by all of the confidential computing solutions that we have, right? Some people may promise you that, but that doesn't mean it's always existing. Same like attestability, actually. You can have some variation of this, and so that's why I put it into contextual. It may depend on what you want to attest, etc. And so I'll leave it a little bit at that, and I will just now go on to saying a little bit of what different technologies we have out there to give you a quick overview of the landscape, and then you'll see in a minute why I do that, because we can map it nicely onto the talks. So there's different technologies that do isolation on different levels of the software stack, right? So Intel SGX is the thing that has been, or the enclave technology that has been out for quite some years nowadays, and it does isolation on a library and application data level where you build on top of an untrusted OS, and then you only shield the core enclaves, the core application data. A different technology is Untrust, which has existed for quite some years already, and here you have the secure world OS type of shielding, where you have a secure world that you switch to when you want to go into your secure state. You have one untrusted and one secure one. And now similar to kind of this VM or world-like view, we have new technologies like ARMCCA, AMD SCV SNP, or Intel CDX that do the shielding on a similar level, but you can do multiple of these secure worlds at the same time. So you have a whole guest OS in your shielded environment. You can have container runtimes on top. We have lots of talks today on that. And then you can run applications on that. So these are different levels of isolation that you can spin up. And let's try to map that now onto our DevRim schedule. Now, I did this last year, and it worked great because we had a little bit diverse stack. But you can already see a little bit here what I needed to make more space for. Because most of the things we do today, and the most of the talks we have today, are on the VM type level. And I think that just shows a nice trend. And I guess next year, I will need to find a different way to depict and to differentiate ourselves. Because most of the talks we have are on that. And we only have two talks this year, one on the SGX level still. And then I was told Spock RISC-V doesn't really fit anywhere, so I'll just put it squarely. and let's see. I didn't see the talk yet, so let's see where it fits. I'm actually a little bit faster. That's good. So that gives me some time to just take a look at where are we going with this, right? So last year, we had 25 submissions and 8 accepted. We were happy to see that we were growing. This year we have 15 submissions and 9 accepted. At the first glance, looks less submissions than we had last year. But we were also working together with the attestation dev room, right? And we were able to kind of separate talks between attestation and conventional computing. And they had 23 submissions and 8 accepted. And nicely enough, we also had at least 2 other CC-rated talks. I will list them in a second, in dev rooms that are not even ours, right? So I'm very happy to see that we're growing. We have 40 submissions related to conventional computing at least. And somehow FOSDEM now hosts 19 talks, and maybe even more that I didn't quickly be able to find based on some common keywords. So that's really cool, and I'm really happy to see that the community seems to be growing. And I'm really happy to see that also the open source spirit in this isn't diminishing and slowing down. So this is the attestation DevRim schedule. Check it out. It's tomorrow at 8 a.m. I think 9 a.m., right? 9 a.m. You can also see it just in the schedule track. So go there. There's going to be some really cool talks there. I have some quick honorable mentions because I just wanted to list these 2 talks that I did find that are not in our dev room. So there is enabling AMD SDB technology in Xen Hypervisor. It's in the virtualization and cloud infrastructure dev room on Sunday. And then there's also in latest implementation of AMD SDB SNP in OVMF. That's actually today, but you can always check out the recordings once they become available. And also I wanted to give a big thanks and applause to all the people that submitted, but we couldn't fit, because that's always a hassle, and we always feel bad about rejecting some talks, but we're happy to have also some of them in the lightning room today.
Ani Sinha is also presenting tomorrow in the virtualization dev room.
Ah, great. Okay, so there's some overlap here between the Fuki here we have and the virtualization dev room tomorrow. That just shows that our communities start to reach out into other domains and not just us security nerds doing stuff anymore. With that, this is a quick schedule while Sal can come over here and get situated. And I'm very happy to start the day with this. And we'll have, I think, around, 10 minutes, always 5 to 10 minutes between every talk. So the Q&A can breach a little bit into that, but then please give the next speaker some space to set up while we settle some QA and move in and out. We'll also make sure that these 5 minutes people can freely move in and out, because we also don't want to hog our seats here. Okay, thanks everyone.